Hello, and welcome to the PPP Performance and Physical Therapy Podcast, where we upgrade your health and performance with the precision that you deserve. My name is Coach Charles, and today we're going to be talking about ankle strength. One, why is it essential for athletes? Two, simple tests to see where you need to develop your ankle strength at. And three, how to start improving your ankle strength immediately. Now, if this is your first time engaging in our podcast and our content, make sure you follow us on all socials at Prepare, Perform, Prosper. And you can follow me directly at CSAMS Training on all socials. Now, why is ankle strength so necessary and fundamental? So over the last 15 years, I've had the honor to be able to work with a lot of different population athlete groups, baseball players, basketball players, soccer players, professional athletes at every single sport. And I was able to get into high performance at an early entry point in my career. But midway, about 10 years ago, I started working with active older adults. Now, what are active older adults? That is our older population, anywhere from 55, 60 years plus, who are looking to improve their health span, to be able to do the activities that give them joy and independence. And the number one thing that we're looking for in that population is to make sure that we have power, right? So power is a function of strength and speed in a certain amount of time. And whenever you look at that in the concept of our active older adult population, we want to ensure that they have enough power and reaction time so whenever they take a step, that step doesn't lead to a fall, since falls can be very catastrophic for that age, that stratification and age group. So one of the things that we had to essentially do on a consistent basis is measure ankle range of motion, ankle strength in all different planes, assess toe function, and then to rebuild those areas to be able to have resilient feet, to then have resilient ankles, have the strength, and then be able to have that reactivity and that power so that they can do the things they love, but also be able to have that insurance that if they take a misstep, it's not gonna lead to a fundamentally, there's no difference of what we're trying to accomplish with athletes. We're just trying to do it at a higher magnitude. However, this is where this gets a little bit more direct. Since 2020, I've been noticing a tremendous trend of athletes who are playing at the highest level, whether it's Division I basketball, football, baseball, playing at any of the professional ranks. And I am seeing foot and ankle strength and reactivity at the same levels of the active older adult population that I used to work with. So whenever we're looking at athletes and looking at what we're trying to accomplish in any type of athletic endeavors, we're trying to be very explosive, especially off of one foot or doing any type of vertical jumping. Now, whenever you're taking off and you're leaving the ground, your ankle joint is responsible for 35% of all the forces that you're using. And then whenever you come down, especially on one foot, you're receiving that same amount of forces eccentrically through the ankle. So it's incredibly essential that we have the intrinsic foot strength, the ankle strength and resiliency to be able to handle those forces and then improve and expand upon them so that we can be more effective and have increased performance whenever we step onto the court. So what are some of the ways that we can measure this quality and then to start developing it? So with us here at PPP, Performance and Physical Therapy, whether you're coming in from the performance wing or from the physical therapy side and you're rehabbing, we're getting strong objective data points from our slew of sports science technology. We have been using Vault for a better part of 5 years and it's been tremendous for us. However, we still use very simple ways to test ankle strength that almost anybody can do. A very simple way to be able to assess your foot strength is what I call the three level heel raise test, right? So whenever we're looking at a heel raise, you can look at a heel raise with your heel on the ground and then slightly above the ground. Think about being able to put an American Express card right under that. The second phase is not all the way up where your heel is as high as you can bring it off the ground, but think about right in the middle, about 2-3 inches higher than that American Express position. And then finally, we have that third level where our heel is maximally plantar flex, or we're coming up as bringing our heel as high as we can off the ground without bending our knees. So we want to go and find a wall, put our hands on a wall. And then the first thing that we want to do is go all the way up to level 3, bring our heels all the way up as high as we can. And then we want to take a mental note. Can I get all the way there, right? If you're not sure, sit on the ground, push your toes directly in front of you and see how much range of motion you have at the ankle. You should be able to do that in a heel raise. The next thing that you're going to do is take that mental note and then transition your weight to one leg and take the left leg off the ground. If you immediately come down and you can't hold that range, you're struggling with strength at level 3. Next, you'll bring your ankle down to level 2. If it's a struggle to hold it there, you're missing some strength in that area. And then when we bring it down to level 1 at that AMEX position, do we have struggle there? Now, we want to check this left and right for about 15 seconds at each position to see if we have adequate strength at those areas. Now, for example, if I am lacking strength in those areas, right, and they're on different sides, which happens 99% of the time, is if you have that right ankle where you struggle to hold it at that American Express position, and then you have that left ankle where you're struggling at that level 3 position, what you do next is you use the test as the means or the first entryway to start developing your ankle strength. So if you struggle at that American Express position on the right side, you're gonna bring that heel up slightly off the ground, hold it for 3 sets of 20 to 30 seconds. So if you start at 20 seconds and it gets easy, go up to 25, go up to 30. You're gonna repeat this 3 times for the next 2 weeks. Very simple. And you're gonna go to your left foot and you're gonna go to that level 3 position, very, very top. Hold it 3 sets, and 3 sets, 3 reps, 20 to 30 seconds. Adjust and go up as it gets easier. Now, the next phase, we're gonna go to our eccentric phase and we're gonna come all the way up to level 3. Now, we've already did level 1, we've already did 2 weeks of holding at that position and getting really strong without compensating and without overpronating or oversupinating. Now we're in that eccentric phase, and now what you're gonna do is you're gonna do 3 sets, again, 2 reps, 15 seconds of slowly bringing your heels down in control from one side to the next. So you're gonna come all the way up into that level 3 position on your right foot, slowly bring the heel down for 15 seconds, use both feet to come up and repeat. 3 sets, 2 reps, repeat that 3 times a week. You can do that on both sides, doesn't change. And now once we get back, we go through that for a week, 2 weeks, now we're in that final phase, and now we're gonna go into a very, very simple heel raise from the position that we initially were struggling from. So now we're gonna come down on that right foot in that American Express position, and we're gonna come up 3 inches higher than that position in all 3 directions. Direction 1, with our toes facing forward. Direction 2, toes slightly facing out. And direction 3, toes slightly facing in. And we're gonna do 3 sets, 15 reps at each of those positions, 3 times a week. Then we'll do the same thing on the opposite side. On the left leg, at that very high position, we're gonna go up just a little bit, come down. Go up just a little bit, come down. 15 reps at each of those positions, 3 times a week. And then you'll retest. You'll go through each of those positions, and with the amount of times that we've utilized this very, very simple implementation, we've seen tremendous amount of success with our athletes or our rehabilitation population to really develop the ankle strength and the ankle stability at each of those areas. Very super simple. You can do it at the beginning of your workouts or at the end. I like to do them at the end because you don't want to smoke your ankles before you're doing a lot of jump work or a lot of sprint work. So you wanna make sure that you're doing it for the most part at the end of your workout, especially if you have plyometrics in your program. So that is it. I hope that you guys found that very useful. You can watch this podcast and immediately go check and see if your ankle strength is sufficient or not. And then you have a very simple way to start the progression to improve your ankle strength. Now, again, if this is your first time engaging with us, please follow us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram at Prepare, Perform, Prosper, and then you can follow me at C. Sam's Training. I hope you have a good one. See y'all next time.